The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm hello. And I'm quite happy to be both sitting here in my meditation posture and also to be here with all of you and to be able to share my meditation, in a sense, with you and do this together. So, welcome everyone. The topic for this week's Dharma Talks is compassion. And for those who meditate, people who meditate, compassion, the source of compassion or the reference point for compassion is maybe very different than most people who don't meditate. That I think when we do mindfulness meditation and discover how to really be present for oneself so as not to be hindered by doubt and ill will and desires and distractions, to really learn how to sit here present, really present in the present moment with a sense of well-being or a sense of openness and kind of a groundedness in the present. That groundedness in the present and the sense of well-being that can come from that, sense of ease that can come from that, that's the same the door that opens is a doorway for compassion. In other words, compassion isn't something that, in Buddhist point of view, it's something that comes along with or is built on a deep sense of at ease that one has with oneself, with one life. An ease that comes from not being caught in hindrances and caught in attachments and clinging. It's kind of like the very open presence that is the doorway for well-being for oneself is also the doorway for compassionate concern or compassionate response to the suffering of the world. And in a sense, maybe that's one of the gifts of meditation practice, is to provide compassion with a kind of simplicity or an absence of clinging, an absence of hindrances, an absence of the things that get mixed up with compassion to cause distress. Stressed compassion. So we'll sit here with maybe, if you wish, with the idea that we're opening up to our potential for compassionate presence. But we do it indirectly. That we're doing it by really being here, curious, interested, valuing with deep respect for what it's like to be really here and present, as if it's the doorway to compassion, the doorway to love, without trying for it to be compassion. Just stepping into this doorway of here and now. So taking a meditation posture, and gently closing your eyes, and taking a couple of moments here to see if you could establish an attitude of valuing your embodied experience now, valuing being in the present moment, rather than being in a kind of virtual reality of ideas and thoughts that are about the future or the past or fantasy. Or about other places than right here. So an attitude of willingness to be present here. And then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths as if your breathing, your deep breathing, is inviting you, welcoming you here in this body at this time, inviting you into the present moment. And the long exhale is a releasing, a temporary releasing of your thoughts and concerns and worries. Maybe imagining that you're putting those things up on a shelf. And you can pick them up again after the meditation. But for now, maybe you can accept the invitation, the welcoming, to being here with this body at this time. And then letting your breathing return to normal. Taking a few moments to relax your body further. The tensions of your face, allowing them to soften, allowing the face to melt. As you exhale, allowing the shoulders to soften, relax. Allowing the shoulders to dissolve the tension that's there. Softening the belly. Giving some freedom to the belly. Freedom to relax and hang forward, hang down, to settle. And then as if you can take a loving hand and reach deep down inside of yourself to the deepest place that's there in you. To gently touch the deepest place that you can find. And as you exhale, to relax the deepest places of tension. Relax around the deepest places that you know you can feel. And then can be a wonderful feeling that only is present in the present moment, which is a gentle tenderness, softness within. And perhaps you could now be tenderly aware of your body breathing. Or maybe the breath is tender, and you're being touched tenderly by breathing. Being touched differently by the inhale than the exhale. With the sensations of the body breathing, being a welcome, an invitation for you to be present for those experiences. Noticing if your thinking mind takes you away from the present moment, takes you away from a deeper connection to here, to yourself. And if you notice that it does so, and you can feel the difference between being connected to yourself and not connected, choose being connected. Don't allow them. Thinking, the distractions, to choose for you. Choose to stay connected here and now to the body breathing. As you exhale, relaxing the thinking muscle, the thinking mind, softening the energy in the waves of thinking, as if thinking are waves on the sea. Let the waves quiet and lessen. The present moment can be a door to discovering well-being, sense of ease within you. Not always easy to discover, but maybe if you turn up the corners of your lips a little bit for a little half smile, quarter smile, perhaps a little bit easier to discover some feeling of well-being, however mild, with being here and now, some pleasure. And then to breathe with that well-being. Let the well-being be whatever small it is to guide you into a fuller connection to your body breathing. Breathing with whatever sense of well-being or pleasure that might be here. In spite of whatever discomfort you might have, notice what's comfortable or comforting here and now. Breathe with it. And as you breathe, especially on the exhale, let go of your thoughts. Let the thinking mind become stiller and more open and attentive to here and now. with the exhale, settling in further into your body, into your being. With the exhale, letting go into your physical existence right now. And on the inhale, to feel whatever goodness, rightness, well-being might be within you. Letting go of striving and trying. More allowing yourself to feel and be present. Allowing your body, your breathing, to come to you and to simply let it be. And might there be within you some place, location for compassion? Might there be some tenderness, some warmth, some love within you, however small and small hint of something that feels a bit like the presence of compassion, a warmth, a kindness, a love. Something very simple, that if it had words, it would wish you well and for you to be free of suffering. But it's so simple, it has no words. It's just an attitude, a feeling, free of desires, free of clinging and need, free of fear and worry. Just a simple inner glow of compassionate warmth, wanting nothing, and for these minutes, doing nothing, just an attitude. Breathing with that attitude, having this attitude of compassion guide you to a simple presence with the breathing. And then as we come to the end of this meditation, to feel perhaps your ability to be open and attentive and aware of the world around you, the people in your lives, people of your neighborhood and in your wider community and across the lands. And then to see if the tender, gentle attitude of compassionate warmth, warm compassion that needs nothing, is distressed by nothing, just warmth, just care, a tenderness that's open and have this attitude of compassion, care, love, warmth radiate from you as if it could spread across the lands. That your compassion can be inclusive of all beings. Breathing in and breathing out. And as we come there now to the very end of this sitting, to consider or to hold all beings in your wish for their well-being. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe and healthy. May all beings be free. And may it be that on this day that you share your compassion with someone else. Very simple compassion, maybe not with any words, but with your presence, your attention, your interest in them, your kindness, your well-wishing. May all beings everywhere be happy.